It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
At an impromptu press conference at a Trump Tower event Tuesday afternoon that was supposed to be about infrastructure, the president defended his initial statements following Saturday's clash between white supremacists and counter-protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia, placing the blame on both sides.
Mr. President, are you putting what you're calling the alt-left and white supremacists on the same moral plane?
I'm not putting anybody on a moral plane. What I'm saying is this. You had a group on one side and you had a group on the other, and they came at each other with clubs, and it was vicious, and it was horrible, and it was a horrible thing to watch. But there is another side. There was a group on this side, you can call them the left, you've just called them the left, that came violently attacking the other group. So you can say what you want, but that's the way it is.
I think there's blame on both sides.
I think there's blame on both sides, and I have no doubt about it, and you don't have any doubt about it either.
And
if you reported it accurately, you would say.
Trump was continuously asked about the differences between the two sides, something that appeared to make him angrier as the questioning continued.
But when you say the alt-right, define alt-right to me. You define it. Go ahead.
Define it for me.
Come on, let's go.
Senator McCain defined them as the same group.
Okay, what about the alt-left that came charging him? Excuse me. What about the alt-left that came charging at the, as you say, the alt-right? Do they have any semblance of guilt? Let me ask you this. What about the fact that they came charging with clubs in their hand, swinging clubs? Do they have any problem? I think they do. As far as I'm concerned, that was a horrible, horrible day. Wait a minute. I'm not finished, fake news. That was a horrible day. I will tell you something. I watched those very closely, much more closely than you people watched it. And you had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very violent. And nobody wants to say that, but I'll say it right now. You had a group on the other side that came charging in without a permit, and they were very, very violent.
Do you think that what you call the alt-left is the same as neo-Nazis?
All of those people, I've condemned neo-Nazis. I've condemned many different groups, but not all of those people were neo-Nazis, believe me. Not all of those people were white supremacists by any stretch. Those people were also there because they wanted to protest the taking down of a statue, Robert E. Lee. So, excuse me, and you take a look at some of the groups and you see, and you know it if you were honest reporters, which in many cases you're not, but many of those people were there to protest the taking down of the statue of Robert E. Lee. So, this week it's Robert E. Lee. I noticed that Stonewall Jackson's coming down. I wonder, is it George Washington next week? And is it Thomas Jefferson the week after? You know, you really do have to ask yourself, where does it stop? But they were there to protest. Excuse me. You take a look the night before. They were there to protest the taking down of the statue of Robert E. Lee.
Let us repeat again what he just said.
Not all of those people were neo-Nazis, believe me.
Vice News had a reporter embedded with Chris Cantwell, one of the leaders of the march, who explained a bit of their rationale.
Obeying the law, we're doing everything that we're supposed to do, trying to express opinions, and the criminals are over there getting their way. And that is a foundational problem with our society, and whatever you think of my opinions, that's going to be something that puts you in danger.
Yeah, and that is because this city is run by Jewish communists and
there's
criminal niggers. That's exactly what it is.
I'm not even saying we're nonviolent. I'm saying that we did it aggress. We did not initiate force against anybody. We're not nonviolent. We'll fucking kill these people if we have to.
Trump said that the torch-carrying march to the Robert E. Lee statue, the planned removal of which was ostensibly the reason for the gathering, was peaceful.
Sir, I'm sorry. I just didn't understand what you were saying. You were saying the press has treated white nationalists unfairly?
No.
I just didn't understand what you were saying.
No. There were people in that rally, and I looked the night before. If you look, they were people protesting very quietly the taking down of the statue of Robert E. Lee. I'm sure in that group there were some bad ones. The following day it looked like they had some rough, bad people, neo-Nazis,
white nationalists, whatever you want to call them. But you had a lot of people in that group that were there to innocently protest and very legally protest because, you know, I don't know if you know, they had a permit. The other group didn't have a permit. So I only tell you this. There are two sides to a story. I thought what took place was a horrible moment for our country, a horrible moment. But there are two sides to the country.
The chants say otherwise.
Jews will not replace us! Jews will not replace us! Jews will not replace us! What is oil? What is oil?
In case you couldn't make out what they're saying, they're the Nazi chants, Jews will not replace us, and blood and soil.
I got good news.
And that's some of what's sadly news right now. I'm Nicole Sandler of NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.